So this is the local bluestone that we're just splitting. So we're actually going to build a retaining wall around the building when Carol gives us the instructions. Just watch your eyes. Yep.
After nearly 3 years, a project to restore the farm homestead of one of Australia's most celebrated colonial artists is almost complete. Master craftsman Dave Conway is just waiting for some final instructions from owner Carol Westmore to build a stone retaining wall around the house.
Okay, that'll do.
Dave's going to do a little stone wall all the way along here.
I was thinking if we could incorporate the well
and put it
into it.
Hello, I'm Hilary Burden. I'm at Patterdale, the home and studio built by the renowned landscape artist John Glover back in the early 1830s, when he moved from England to be with his sons in what was then known as Van Diemen's Land. He was in his 60s when he built this two-story stone farmhouse, nestled in the foothills of Ben Lomond in Tasmania's northeast, near the town of Deddington. The restoration has been a labour of love for fine wool producers Carol Westmore and her husband Rodney, who run Merino Sheep on the property.
The house is not important so much architecturally. It's not a grand house at all, but its importance is because of the person who built it and the fact that he lived here until he died in 1849. And nearly all of the paintings, apart from half a dozen, that he painted in Tasmania were painted here at Patterdale in his studio or outside under the elevated veranda that's been recreated.
There's been no shortcuts in this restoration. Master craftsman Dave Conway has been using traditional skills like stonemasonry and rock lime plastering to repair the home to its original state.
We've done it in a traditional manner, as it would have been done in the first place, using slate lime mixed with a sharp sand to create a lime mortar. And you get this volcanic eruption. We stir that, keep it moving around. It's alchemy. It's a beautiful thing. When it cools, we allow it to sit. It's always said to be the older, the better. It's like a good wine. We like to use it when it's 12 months and a few years old.
Yeah.
I was always taught when I was an apprentice that the Romans never used anything that was less than 5 years old. So that longevity thing is different, a different mindset. So what we're doing here is troweling up the finish coat. It also gives it that lovely... Yeah, and you can, if it's going to be left and you like a polish on it, you can continue to trowel like that and it gives it more of a polish, which some people like, I like personally.
You've got a good old country accent there.
Thank you.
Where did you learn to use these traditional skills in England? You must be a rare creature in Australia, I imagine.
In Australia, yeah, it seems that way. Both Dave and I, my partner, he's also from England. He's from the south, I'm from the north, I'm from Yorkshire in Leeds. So I did my apprenticeship local to Yorkshire. We have a lot of... The Yorkshire Dales is all stone, everything's stone. As an apprentice, I remember being told that this is not yours, you hand the baton over. And that's how it should be. It's not just the skills, it's the knowledge that you acquire over the years, and that should be passed down. Otherwise, it's just lost, which it virtually is now, you know. There's a resurgence in Europe about all this as well, so hopefully, you know, there's enough depth in Europe to revive these skills for sure.
But in Australia?
But not here in Australia, no.
We really had to recreate it as it was. It wouldn't have been right to cover it all up in plaster sheet. If we didn't put back the house virtually as it was with the repolished cedar timber, the new cedar windows, shaped and designed to the specifications as they were originally, the house would have been finished a year ago. We're now into our third year, which is crazy. But it'll be lovely when it's finished. And I wanted to put the house back to the way it was, the way John Glover built it, and to the way it was when he lived here.
Dave Conway isn't the only craftsman involved in this restoration. Launceston-based carpenter Geoffrey Allen has spent almost 2 years at Patterdale.
How do you feel about the house and the journey?
Oh, it's been fascinating, and it's certainly something that we don't get to do very often. So it's and it's tested our skills a lot.
In what way?
Well, you do have to get your old carpenter's tools out. You can't use your power tools all the time anymore. You've got to get your saws and your planes and chisels out. And I suppose there is more of a connection because you can feel the wood, whether it's a hard, particularly hard piece or difficult piece to work with, whereas a power saw will just go zoom straight through it. You do have to feel your way through things a little bit more and stop and think.
With the restoration almost complete, Carol Westmore is turning her attention to getting national recognition for this historic property.
It's tremendous for Tasmania, but it's also really important for Australia. I think the house, because of who lived here and the story of it, it should be on the Australian Heritage Register. That's another job to tackle in
really,
the future.
That's on your list.
It is certain. It certainly is on the Tasmanian Heritage Register, but it's a legacy for all Australians.